Okay, good morning, everybody. My name is Bill Lubick. I'm with Rutgers Cooperative Extension. I work at for Rutgers University for the New Jersey Ag Experiment Station and for Cooperative Extension. And I'm going to talk about our work that we've been doing over the past, I guess it's been about 7 years that we've actually been working with Dr. Jelenkovic at Rutgers on some new strawberry selections, probably longer than that for me. But Pete started working with me about 7 years ago. And part of our work is funded by the National Sustainable Strawberry Initiative, which is actually a grant that we received from Walmart Foundation, and it's administered through University of Arkansas Research and Extension. So, and it's to try to increase, the objective really is to try to increase the number of strawberries that are grown throughout the country, try to get more growers involved, and it's really a grower-based push to get varieties out that are better adapted to specific areas across the country. And our objectives really at Rutgers were to expedite the release and evaluation of some of the work that's been done over the last 35 years by Dr. J. So myself, Pete Nietzsche, Dan Ward, and some others from Rutgers got together on this team to really start getting varieties upscaled and evaluating from production to flavor. And our concentration really in our area, I was talking to some colleagues here earlier, is to concentrate on flavor and comparable yields, because we don't ship a lot of ours. Ours are being sold directly. We get a very high premium market, direct marketing price. So that's really our goal. And Dr. Joko Jelenkovic is one of our breeders. He's been with us, been doing work for about 35 years. So we've kind of taken the very best of the work that he's done and taken it out into the field on a much larger scale to produce the varieties that we currently have. One of the things that we've done over many years is get the growers involved and get other scientists in the area involved in the selection process. And by doing that, we were able to really kind of target what their needs were, and that's the whole mission of the Experiment Station and Extension, really, is to get together with the Small Fruits Council that we have within New Jersey, really kind of get as much feedback as we could about what they want in terms of size, flavor, and really what they were looking for. So we had a lot of grower involvement and agent involvement in the process. We've had for years now, and especially this past year, we had 10 field trials on 8 conventional farms and 2 organic farms. And the grants that we currently have are really to push beyond the conventional research plots out to much larger scale production areas. Most of the work we're doing is on plasticulture. We had one or two matted row production systems where we wanted to test these genetics out on to see how they would perform. We also got grower survey feedback where we would take all the different selections we were looking at, and we would have a formal evaluations for growers and consumers to fill out. And then we did a more formal consumer evaluation this year that we'll talk about a little bit. We have some excellent growers that are partners with us that just do a tremendous job of keeping the fields clean, keeping the system where it needs to be for for disease, weed-free as much as possible. And conservation of water practice is always one of our main goals, too, in our area, to use drip irrigation. And this is one of our growers, Donaldson Farm, and my colleague, Pete Nietzsche. And I just wanted to mention Pete Nietzsche and Dan Ward as well, because they've been huge influence, as well as Wynn Calgill, on the development of these varieties with Dr. Jelenkovic. We also work with organic growers, and we've been testing out some of the varieties. Have a little bit different architecture, upright, open, allowing better air circulation. And as a plant pathologist by training, I look at, you know, how these varieties are impacted by disease. And as we space them out a little bit more for the organic growers and use some different varieties, we tend to have a little better luck controlling disease problems. We have 3 field stations, or actually 2 in New Jersey, that we did replicated trials, Pittstown and then one in North Brunswick. And then we're also working with Jeremy Patterson. I don't know if Jeremy's here right now, but Jeremy actually just recently moved to another job. And now we're also working with some people at Penn State and Maine and Maryland and some other areas. So we're testing the varieties throughout the Northeast. These are some of our replicated field trials, basically going on to a high density system. Everything's replicated either 4 to 5 times, standard fertilizer and standard chemistry is used in trying to control disease and insect problems. And what we have seen in our research time after time is that the yields of some of our top varieties we're getting ready to release are comparable or slightly above what we're seeing out of Chandler, which is a common variety that's grown in our area, probably not in a lot of areas where you guys are working, but we used a couple controls, but in this case we were using Chandler as one of the controls, and in some cases Camarosa and some other varieties. But we were getting comparable yields. There wasn't significant difference with yield in terms of on some of our better varieties, we're seeing some significant differences on the two that we're releasing, NJS A and B, and the C variety was a bit comparable to Chandler. We also looked at sugar values, and sugar values were pretty much all over the place depending on when we tested. This was a site one actually from a time when this was 2 years ago, but then we have some data at the Snyder Research Farm, which kind of shows from last year. I don't have the BRICS values all calculated yet, but the BRICS values were definitely from the means that we had were showing differences, significant differences in the newer varieties over some of the standard controls that we were using. Yields pretty good overall. When we were looking at yields and doing comparisons of the means and doing overall analysis, we're seeing yields at or slightly above what we normally get from some of the standard varieties like Chandler that we're working with. So we're pretty happy with what we're seeing at the research station and on the farmers' fields. And when we have the growers come up to us and say, well, I'll take as much of that variety as you can get me, that's the best sign, because when we start to grow it out on a larger scale beyond the research plots, we really get a better idea. We've also been working with Norse Farms. We have a contract with them through the new grants to produce these on a much larger scale for the Northeast, and Norse was happy with what they were seeing. Pete and I went up a couple times to Massachusetts to look at their program up there for large-scale production for us. So we should have a lot more varieties to be able to share with others next year and the year after. We should be getting anywhere from 80,000 plus plants from them. Right now we're in the process of finalizing patents, licensing, and release. So I got to kind of be careful, and this is all recorded, but what I say, what I can say, and what I can't say about the different varieties. But we're very pleased with what we are seeing and on a small scale in research plots and then on a larger scale in the production fields. And of course we get a release from every grower that we work with that, they can't mention specific varieties, or there's certain things they can and can't do in the patent and licensing process. So these are what some of the advanced selections look like. They just have NJAES names right now. We're in the process of actually naming and officially numbering these varieties as we speak. We're getting good quality in the fruit. We've done some post-harvest we're looking at, and getting some surprisingly good results for our area. There's some unusual shapes that the only reason we move forward with them is that we call this one, just out of curiosity, called a light bulb because it looks like a Christmas light. But the flavor on this was so outstanding that the grower said, well, that would be an interesting variety, even though it looks unusual, but it would be good for direct marketing. And sure enough, the consumers, when they rated it very high for flavor, and they liked the unusual shape. Now, some people probably wouldn't like it, and it wouldn't be good for a mass market, but for direct marketing and for CSAs, it probably will work quite well. And the open architectural shape of this particular variety is very good for organic farms, or at least we're seeing some good results in the past 2 years. One thing that's been very difficult is to keep everything clean as it goes back and forth from different propagators. So we have our research greenhouses. We really do a lot of vigilance in terms of trying to keep that genetics clean. All our materials are tested by Bob Martin out in USDA ARS. We've sent many samples back and forth through his grant. And we also take them back into tissue culture to keep them clean once we've developed new varieties, and then take them back into specifically research greenhouses. We never move anything from the field into our high-level green research greenhouses to keep everything as clean as we possibly can. We're also working with a local grower, QPAC, to produce on an intermediary scale so we can get the varieties, the numbers we need for local growers and for some of our research production as well. One issue we've had in our area is with bacterial leaf spot coming in, creating some havoc for us at different times, but then when we go in using oxidate and copper, we're able to control some of those issues, and it seems more of an environmental issue than anything else. When we did some formal blinded taste panels, we did see some differences with overall flavor, and this was done by Bev Tepper at Rutgers University, about 150 participants, where they basically had five choices, and they were sitting behind this panel, and then they went on the computer and they filled out all kinds of information as they mixed up these varieties and taste tested them on one location one day. And we could talk about that later when we have questions, but there are some issues if you don't do more than one blind taste test, especially with the environmental variability that you get. But particularly the varieties that we're getting ready to release, we're doing quite a bit better, and we were very satisfied with the grower responses and also the formal data that we got back from university testing right on site. Sweetness, we were peaking there, not statistically significant from some of them, but versus Camarissa and Chandler, our three varieties were doing quite well and quite high and statistically significant. Sourness, we were testing sourness because, believe it or not, some people actually like the sweet-sour combination, and of course the volatiles we're doing a little bit of work with right now, and we have some scientists working with us on that end. But some people like the combination of sweetness and sourness, and our varieties did quite well with the balance. People say we had a good balance of sweet and sour and overall fragrance. And so hopefully we'll have some nurseries, and you know, soon we'll be able to release greater numbers so that we can test them on a much larger scale. Really what our goal is for consumers in our area to have better tasting strawberries, for them to have a choice of what they can grow with their CSAs. It's not for long-scale shipping. It's for production for that day and eating for that day or the next day. But it does make a difference with these CSAs to have better varieties, better tasting varieties, because our growers made it very clear they're not satisfied with any of the varieties that are currently out there, so they wanted us to develop something different. So hopefully we can move out into the Northeast. Our future plans are to continue our yield flavor testing, looking at everything from shape to ripening to variability to see if we can get some varieties producing longer. We're going to be using low tunnels over the next couple of years and high tunnels to increase the season of production in our area after asparagus. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Does anyone have any questions? Go ahead.
Yeah. Any preliminary observations on the performance outside of New Jersey and the other trials you mentioned?
Yes. The question was any preliminary evaluation outside of New Jersey. Yes. We did get some feedback from Jeremy Patterson from North Carolina. Got very good results back from Jeremy. Actually, I took that slide out because I only had a little bit of time, but he had tried these out for 2 years and was seeing some good results with them. We also have some in, right now we have some in Maryland, and we got some good feedback with the varieties we've sent to Maryland that they were performing quite well. The Ohio State, I didn't get feedback from them yet because they don't have the data yet collected, but working with Gary Gwell. So we're still waiting to see on some of the other sites, but we did get some preliminary. Any other questions in the back?
So one of the three varieties you tested was there in Chandler and Amalta.
Yes.
Christmas night shade strawberry, or is it?
The Christmas light strawberry is a new one. It's some of our brand new genetics that we're just now getting in full gear in terms of the replicated research block design strategies. It's not one of the A, B, or C's.
That in, how different are they? You know, you said it's very outstanding flavor.
Correct.
If you had included that variety?
We included it on the taste test this year, and we will have data. We don't have it all together yet for 2014. But what we're currently seeing is that it's probably about the same production as Chandler, but the flavor was so outstanding, that was really what made us pursue that, and the growers were interested in it. So.
But you haven't quantified it?
Have not quantified it yet, no.
Thank you.
Sure.
Well, we're going to move on to our next speaker.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.